Proclamation number 5084 of 14th of March, 1951. Revelations. Truth and error. Previous knowledge. When I reveal myself, I take into account the spiritual state of the person who allows me to speak to him. The knowledge previously possessed by a recipient of my revelations will always be recognizable, i.e., the way of reproducing what is from me. What spiritual knowledge he has received from me will mostly be in line with his knowledge, but nevertheless need not deviate from the pure truth, even if his knowledge was not entirely free from error before. The announcements reach the recipient in such a way that they correspond to the truth purely in terms of content, even though someone who thinks differently can interpret the words as he wants them. The awakened spirit, however, recognizes the truth and will therefore always conclude that he is the right giver. He will recognize the messages as divine revelations. But if a person's spirit is still unawakened, then he will sometimes also consider his own thoughts to be divine revelations, but only if they deviate from the pure truth, because this is my adversary's means to ensnare people in error, to confuse their thinking and to distort the truth. And for this purpose he again uses such people who fanatically advocate error, who are, so to speak, willing tools in the fight against truth. But these are to be recognized because they are more fanatics than good people. And no spiritual enlightenment will radiate from them. Anyone who listens to them and is hungry for truth will remain unsatisfied and unenlightened. Thus you will not receive light. What emanates from me gives light to the human being, and truth can already be recognized by this. I speak in the most comprehensible form to the one to whom I want to reveal myself, and if he himself is willing and truth-loving, he will also recognize himself where his previous thinking was wrong. He will accept the revelations with heart and intellect and become wise, because he will also become able to judge and weigh when the received spiritual knowledge is contrary to his old knowledge. My instruments will always be those people who show me a heart full of love and zeal for service, because I can speak to them like a father speaks to his children. Love enlightens the spirit, and where it can work in a person, error will soon be recognized as error, and the person will free himself from it because truth makes him happy and gladly gives up wrong knowledge. But I watch over my own and protect them, if they want to serve me, from bad influence, and therefore you can always safely accept as truth what testifies to me, what points to my act of salvation and my infinite love for you, my living creations, who are in adversity and whom I want to help to beatitude. Wherever my love is recognizable, my spirit is at work, and wherever my spirit is at work, there is truth. Amen.